from Sensible Medicine. Evidence appraisal is not like a Rorschach test. I was involved in a conversation about the recent trials of left atrial appendage closure. A colleague remarked that how one views these trials is like a Rorschach test. His next sentences described the certainty that the procedure will increase in volume. Another colleague in the conversation added, read the tea leaves. The Rorschach is a psychological projective test developed by Swiss psychiatrist Hermann Rorschach in 1921. It consists of 10 standardized ink blot cards, symmetrical, ambiguous images that a subject is asked to interpret. The idea is that because the stimuli have no inherent meaning, what you see reveals something about your perception, personality, unconscious concerns, and cognitive style. Italics mine. There's no single correct answer to a Rorschach card. Two people can look at the exact same image and describe something entirely different, and both responses are valid, but telling. What I take from the Rorschach test analogy is that the objective data is the same for everyone, but what you or I take from it says as much about priors and biases as it does about the data itself. While this comment is eye-opening, I disagree with it strongly. Evidence is evidence. When we do a randomized clinical trial, we measure outcomes in the two arms. Assuming proper randomization and trial procedures, we come up with an estimate of effect size between the two arms. This is not an ink blot. I also disagree with the idea that priors are a negative bias. On the contrary, trials are like medical tests. They simply strengthen or weaken our prior beliefs. The specifics of left atrial appendage closure evidence, two large lock trials, Closure AF and Champion AF, have published results recently. The non-industry funded Closure AF trial N=912 found that lock was not non-inferior to best medical therapy, mostly DOACs. The rate of a first primary endpoint stroke, systemic embolism, major bleed, CV death was 26% higher in the lock arm. This 3.5% increase in absolute terms did not come close to meeting non-inferiority. In fact, technically speaking, lock was inferior to best medical therapy. The main driver of the result was a higher rate of major bleeding in the lock arm. The industry-funded Champion AF trial N=3000 sits in NEJM as a positive trial for lock, but its positivity relies solely on flawed choices of endpoints and non-inferiority assessments. For efficacy, the primary endpoint of stroke, systemic embolism, and CV death occurred in 5.7% vs 4.8% lock vs DOAC, respectively. The absolute difference of 0.9% higher rates in the lock arm had 95% confidence intervals of minus 0.8-2.6%. Since the worst-case scenario of 2.6% was less than the declared non-inferiority margin of 4.8%, lock was declared non-inferior. However, the margin of 4.8% was based on a 12% expected rate in the DOAC arm. That it came in much lower at 4.8% means that the margin of 4.8% would allow a relative risk margin of 2.0, 4.8 plus 4.8. The choice of a 4.8% margin based on an expected 12% translates to a relative risk and I margin of 1.40 or 40% higher. When you calculate a relative risk difference in primary in 0.5.7% vs 4.8%, you get 1.200.87 to 1.66. Note here that 1.66 is more than 1.40, so had the authors hewed to normal and I practice, the device would be declared not non-inferior. Most damning, however, is why the primary endpoint was higher in the lock arm, because ischemic strokes were higher in the lock arm. That's not even the worst manipulation of results in Champion AF. Worse was their handling of safety events. Instead of counting all major bleeding from the moment of randomization, the authors declared their primary safety endpoint to be non-procedural bleeding, including non-major bleeds. Of course, everyone knows that bleeding is the most common procedural complication, and patients cannot exclude this outcome. Everyone also knows that in an open-label trial, patients on anticoagulation drugs are likely to complain of more non-major bleeding, such as bruising, gum bleeding, etc. This was seen an option. Top-line results shown in the NEJM reveal clear superiority in this primary safety endpoint, but it is an utterly flawed endpoint. The main secondary endpoint of all major bleeding were similar, 5.9% vs 6.4% HR, 0.9295% CA, 0.68 to 1.24. So there was no advantage in safety from this device. The authors hide this conclusion by testing this all-important endpoint with non-inferiority. They claim lock is non-inferior to DOAC for all major bleeding, but this too is obfuscation, because if you allow your new device to be not as good in efficacy, it must be superior in safety. It was not. On the matter of priors, inherent in the comment about how you feel about the recent trials as a Rorschach test is that prior beliefs are akin to a bias. But this is wrong-headed. Priors are critical to interpretation of trial results. In the case of Locke, we know that the PROTECT IF trial did not pass FDA muster due to internal validity concerns. The FDA AIM and dated PREVAIL trial found higher rates of stroke in the Watchman arm, resulting in the device not making non-inferiority in its first co-primary endpoint of stroke, systemic embolism, and CV death. We also know that the PROG 17 trial of LOCK vs DOAC had too few events to make any conclusions. Therefore, going into Closure AF and Champion AF, our priors should have been quite pessimistic that LOCK offered either an efficacy or safety advantage. That we did not observe higher efficacy worse in both trials or superiority in safety only strengthens our pessimistic priors. Conclusion: rather than calling interpretation of trials, such as the new LOCK trials, a Rorschach test, I'd liken it more closely to a test of intelligence and neutrality.